Hello, this is Rodney. Hello? Hello?
Rodney, you there?
Yep, who's this?
Hey, sorry, this is John Kyle. Sorry, I had a call from the sales line. Your password is Timon. Let me know and for whatever reason, when Xavier tried to transfer me over, I think he actually disconnected the call on his end. So my apologies for calling from the sales line, but, you know, definitely I'll walk you through anything you have questions for and just to make sure they're addressed properly.
Couple of things, and it has to do with, because I thought that one was a transfer fee, $99 one time the company would deliver relevant access to a new owner request. I don't know what that is.
Where do you see that there?
Hold on.
Oh, it's transferring policy?
Google guaranteed transfer fee, $99 one time.
Okay, so Google guaranteed, my apologies, the terms and conditions doesn't have like bold settings, and it should have more bold setting. Google guaranteed that transfer fee only applies if you are using us for Google guaranteed. That's a whole nother level of advertising. My apologies for not clarifying that.
And then there was something about the cancellation policy too, which had me confused because we're on a month-to-month.
Where do you see that there?
Early termination fee. The MySight product carries an early termination fee of up to $199 should the client terminate their subscription agreement before completing the agreed upon term length.
That is also not applicable to you. That was when, so there's a different level of website service. Like if we did a full build from scratch, you'll notice that this is talking about like website support, hosting and maintenance, professional web development with, so all those things, that is for our legacy clients who had us build a website that wasn't following that structure that I showed you for Greg's Roofing. It would be a completely different, like from scratch coding. So that's what that's referring to. Thank you for bringing that up.
Why? And then it says, I agree down here where I have to sign my name and phone number and stuff. It asked, if I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone, what kind of messages are going to be sent to my phone?
Not marketing related, just like things like the what you've already received, like, you know, your invoice is here, or they'll let you know, like, hey, like, here's your Facebook ad is live. Do you want us to, you know, please reveal like that? Basically, the things that we send you via email just to correspond with you. We would also correspond via text, but if you want us not to correspond via text and only via email, I can also trigger that on our back end too.
Okay. And talking to the tech guy there, he says it takes about 5 weeks for anything to happen.
Like talking about Google?
Yeah, I don't know. Google or FaceTime?
He's referring to Google. Remember, the Google, as I mentioned, was 4 to 6 weeks or 30 to 45 days to start moving up the list, but remember, you already have a live listing, so it's just a matter of time. That's usually on the shorter end. They're just being as cautious as they can with their promise time on the actual map listing. You're already on the map, though, so technically that's less relevant to you. It's just more we're going to get to work optimizing your site and everything like that once the onboarding call is completed.
Okay. All right, that's primarily it, that he couldn't really field those questions and whatever. So
I don't know why Xavier was a little shy to address those at length. So again, my apologies on that. Do you want me to request someone else call you? And that's okay too on the onboarding team if you felt like he wasn't equipped enough to address your questions.
Yeah, to do the onboard thing. Yeah.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that right now. I'll check in with the team right now. Thanks so much.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye now.
Bye.